This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Packard, filling in for Alex while he takes some very much needed and much deserved time off with his family, seeing in-laws, it sounds like, in sunny San Diego. So the Democrats, you heard in the last segment, are trying to create the narrative that President Trump is focusing on Epstein's suicide. We'll use their term. To distract from gun control. We need gun control. Of course, Democrats and Republicans, the globalist uniparty, is coming together to push gun control like never seen before. It's very rare you see this type of bipartisanship. I think the last time we had anything like this was when they passed the Patriot Act. And now they're calling for red flag laws. Red flag laws. So we're going to talk in the next segment, and in a little bit of this one, about some of the Republicans who are siding with the Democrats in this, who are pushing for gun confiscation. Let's call it what it is. Your crazy aunt who sees your Trump posts on Facebook doesn't like them. And so she calls the local police chief and she says that you are a danger to the public. And because due process has been thrown out the window, they come to your house at 2 a.m, they kick down the door, they shoot your dog, and they take your guns. And then you have a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 fight to prove your innocence when you're not even presumed innocent. You're presumed guilty. And unfortunately, President Trump, you know, as Alex Jones has said, he's grown up in New York and he has people around him who are feeding him the biggest lies imaginable. He is absolutely beset by globalists. And he has, for now, shown his support, even after the NRA, which is no real friend of the Second Amendment, has warned him against going too far into red flag law territory. So in this hour, the second hour of the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition, we're going to be bringing on an expert on gun rights, a man who has, I believe, single-handedly gotten constitutional carry and reciprocity laws passed in several states. His name is Noel Fritsch. He is a America First political consultant. He's going to tell us how we can push back against this, but we're also going to show you exactly what we're up against. You have Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who is really the new John McCain. He's insulting his voters, insulting the American public, and I believe out and out lying to us about red flag laws. You had Lindsey Graham only a few months ago saying he would never advocate for red flag laws. I wonder if his tune will change. And of course, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, who I want to like you, Ted. I want to like you, but pushing for red flag laws is not going to do exactly that. This is the man who is supposed to be defending us against big tech grilling Google and Facebook and Twitter in the halls of Congress. But he doesn't seem to understand the basic principles of the American Constitution. It's a fascinating predicament we're in, where if you talk about Epstein, you hate children. That's essentially what they're saying. President Trump tweeting about Jeffrey Epstein and his suicide, suggesting that maybe the deep state arranged this suicide. President Trump doing this, he hates children. He wants more people to die of gun violence. He's trying to distract from the real issue. And that is taking guns away from the American people, destroying what's left of the Second Amendment. And somebody remarked, and I don't necessarily endorse this, but 2 mass shootings and they still had to kill them. It's truly a fascinating time to be an American during this global awakening. And I think the only thing that's more encouraging than seeing everybody talking about Epstein, how they do not buy this official story that, oh, they just happened to take him off suicide watch, and he wound up dead only hours later, and the guards went home early, and it's no big deal. It's just how it happens. I think the only thing maybe even more encouraging than that is seeing the overwhelming majority of chatter on social media, even with all the bans, being anti-red flag law. So this is the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Tom Papert, filling in for Alex Jones while he takes some time off. Remember, folks, they have the Banniversary Mega Sale happening on InfoWarsStore.com. Alex cut an ad. We're going to play it at the end of the next segment. But we'll be right back to talk red flag laws and how they plan to take your guns literally. Not even a joke anymore. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back. You're watching the Alex Jones Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
To you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday edition. I am Tom Papert, your guest host, filling in for Alex as he takes some much-deserved time off. We've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And the Democrats say you're not allowed to do that, because if you talk about Jeffrey Epstein and his strange suicide, then, well, you don't want to take away the guns. And if you don't want to take away the guns, then you must hate children. You must hate innocent Americans, never mind the fact that some of the most dangerous places on the globe right now, at least in the United States, are the strictest gun control areas. Baltimore is a disaster. Chicago is a disaster. You name a place with strict gun control, and I guarantee you it will be one of the most violent places on this earth. But I want to talk this segment about a Republican betrayal, if you can even call it that, because there seems to be this misconception among some folks that the Republican Party, as soon as President Trump got in, became the good guys. The fact is, President Trump is one man, and he is utterly and completely beset by enemies. Enemies who pretend to be America First, who pretend to live under the Make America Great Again banner, and they're filling him with lies and misinformation. I do not blame President Trump. He grew up in New York. His son, Donald Jr., he's a big proponent of the Second Amendment, but they have him over a barrel, or so they think. And really, the man doesn't have a vote in Congress. He's the president. He leads the executive branch. But people like Representative Dan Crenshaw, they really ought to know better. Representative Crenshaw, of course, came out in support of red flag laws, which would be the utter and complete destruction of the Second Amendment. If they don't like you, they can say you're a threat and they can take your guns. Let me tell you, folks, I don't think Alex Jones would have his guns if Texas had red flag laws. I don't think many of us would have our guns if our states had red flag laws. Because all it takes is some crazy... The people who report you on Facebook, the people who report you on Twitter, just call up the sheriff, call up the police chief and say, see, you're a threat. They come in and they take your guns. It's already resulted in at least one death that we know of in a state that does have red flag laws. So, again, Crenshaw came out saying the American people don't understand. You're just stupid, stupid, stupid people. You don't get it. You don't get it. Only Dan Crenshaw gets it. Only the elite understand why we must have red flag laws. So, if we can, let's go ahead and play clip one. Dan Crenshaw belittling the American people over red flag laws.
So, earlier this week, President Trump indicated his support for something called red flag laws. I stated on Twitter that maybe we should consider them at the state level. Maybe we should have a conversation about it, and it should be a conversation. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. What came out of it instead was hate-filled comments, lots of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of memes. A lot of memes, by the way, which could be improved. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is that clearly even the words red flag law just emotionally triggered a lot of people. Made you guys really
okay, can we pause it for just a second right there? Because he's already belittling us. Even the word red flag laws triggers the American people who care about their Second Amendment. Even the words red flag laws. And by the way, your memes suck and you're mean. You're hateful people. That's a Democrat talking point. To make myself sound like I am on a Democrat debate stage, that's a Democrat talking point. Remember, this is the war against hate. The war against hate. We're all just hateful people clinging to our guns and Bibles. And so he's got this air of superiority about him. He knows all and you know nothing. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get way worse than the short little video that he did. And he said it's going to be the last time he talks about it. But I don't think he's being completely truthful here. I think he has to be smarter than this. The man seems like an intelligent human being. He's a veteran. He has to be a smart man. I think he is just not quite telling the whole story. Can we go ahead and continue the clip?
Or convince you otherwise, and convince you that somehow the president and I had not betrayed you. That is not true, of course, and it's sad that many of you think that. It really is. But I did have some good conversations, some good private conversations with a lot of you, and this is what I found out. Clearly, when we say red flag laws, you guys stop listening. You can't hear what we're suggesting, because understandably, you automatically assume that we are just agreeing with the left's version of that law, and we all know that the left's
version would not. Okay, let's pause it real quick here if we can, because the left's version of that law, this is not a law that is passed by Congress. In fact, what Marco Rubio's legislation would do is it would merely give states more money if they pass something that has the name red flag law on it. So the congressional GOP, they have no say over what's actually in this law. But he says, oh, there's a Democrat version and there's a Republican version. And just wait until he says the difference here. If you know about this, you'll probably burst out laughing at home. Let's go ahead and roll some more of this clip.
Due process. But as it turns out, that isn't what we're talking about at all. At its heart, what we're talking about is the ability to confiscate weapons when there is clear evidence that violence is about to be committed. It's that simple. And this isn't that controversial. What is controversial is how that due process is protected. And I think that's where a lot of these concerns are.
Okay, let's stop. I think we may be done with this entire clip because that is the most absurd thing I've heard in my life. We want to respect due process, so what we want to do is take your guns away. That's the opposite of due process, Representative Crenshaw. That is exactly what the founders of this country were worried about, that they could come and take your guns with no evidence because somebody said, so what is evidence that a crime is about to be committed? Well, we know that they want to have Facebook, that they want to have social media scan your thoughts, essentially, and report to the FBI whether a crime is about to take place. This is thought crime. This is thought patrol. And I don't mean the good one. This is absolutely insane. And the fact that we have a Republican legislator saying, well, we want to respect due process, but even if a crime hasn't been committed, we want to go and take your guns. That's not due process. What this is really quite ironic, because what Mueller did with the special investigation is he determined that President Donald Trump is guilty until proven innocent. And every pundit from here till the end of the world said that's absurd. That's not how America works. In America, you are innocent until proven guilty. Even Epstein, you notice I'm still trying to say alleged about this man who is a convicted sex offender. But he was convicted on prostitution, not child rape. But this is a new standard that they created for the president, and now they want to make that the American people as well. You see, if somebody calls the police chief and says you're a threat, then you are considered a threat, and you must somehow prove your innocence. I don't know what that looks like. Nobody knows what that looks like. Apparently, that means you're going to get a mental health professional to go and testify on your behalf. But then what? They say, well, you see, he posted on Facebook on August 7, 2019. He said, they're going to take the guns, and I'm worried about it. Well, that means he's a threat. So guilty until presumed innocent, if Representative Crenshaw gets his way, will be the new standard. And again, you can see how earlier in that clip, he tried to unify his position with that of President Donald Trump's. The difference is he is one of the people spitting venom into the president's ear. Meanwhile, this is a person who says we have to continue our overseas military adventures. We have to send more and more people into the Middle East to die to protect poppy fields and lower the price of oil. This is a man who is the opposite of America First, trying to unify himself with the president because he wants to take your guns. That's what it is, short and simple. Let's play a quick ad that we have from Alex Jones if we have the time.
Listening to this historic Sunday broadcast. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Tom Papert and his guests are coming up right after this break. But today is the last day of the Banniversary sale, the biggest sale we've done since Christmas, 1 year since we got deplatformed by Big Tech for sticking up for America, and specifically exposing the Clintons' sex blackmail network. So if you want to get great products and support the First Amendment and really stick your thumb in the eye of Soros and Hillary and all these other scumbags, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50-60% off on all the supplements, 50% off storable food, a bunch of other items, water filters, air filtration, and double Patriot points and free shipping. This is as good a sale as we can ever do. We have to sell a lot of product to be able to fund ourselves, but that's okay because you buy a lot more of it when we sell it at these prices. So whatever your favorite products are, whether it's Wake Up America coffee or whether it's the toothpaste, all of it is excellent, and it funds the second American Revolution. Now back to the live show, InfoWars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Jeffrey Epstein's reported death yesterday has sent shockwaves across the world. No one that I've talked to believes the official story. We've seen the Attorney General come out and launch a major investigation with the Inspector General. We've seen Democrats, people like Al Green that I normally don't agree with, come out and say, listen, we need to see the surveillance footage of what happened in his jail cell right now. Two massive points I want to hit first. This Jeffrey Epstein story is so huge because it's at the heart of a multinational intelligence and corporate blackmail operation that's been going on for at least 40 years. He was a key pimp and procurer running stables of these underage girls and, yes, even children. Now, remember, 10 years ago, we first reported on Epstein and had an expert guest on specifically talking about his island in the Caribbean, the aircraft, the Clintons, the manifestos, our Secret Service sources. And now it's all coming out. So remember, the corporate media and big tech have all worked to suppress Jeffrey Epstein, to suppress the knowledge of this, and to protect the people that have been involved in this operation. Now, we've seen the Catholic Church taken over by this. We've seen all these other big institutions, the Boy Scouts now being taken over. This is a cult of power that uses this evil of corrupting people and compromising them to control. It's a gang initiation. Now, we're going to get into Epstein himself in a moment. But again, Friday, I had Mark Rondazza, the lawyer that sued and got these documents, with Mike Cernovich and others, on the show. And it's so damaging and so dangerous what's in the thousands of pages that he said he wouldn't even get into it. He just pointed people to the documents that we have linked on InfoWars.com. A couple days later, they're still not even getting into what's in the documents. We have gotten into it, and I will get into it in a moment. But now let's move to his death. He was on suicide watch. Reportedly, they don't know he tried to kill himself or somebody attacked him. That's a sign of a cover-up right there. Then they take him off suicide watch 12 days before he supposedly dies. None of this is by the book. In fact, it's all exactly against the book. Now, let's expand on that. Looking at the comments on YouTube, the comments in mainstream news stories, the comments on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, most people think he's in the witness protection program and that they staged his death. At a fundamental gut level, I don't really think that's the case, because they want to get rid of somebody that has all this information and who's been caught red-handed, because dead men tell no tales, and it's a threat to all the other witnesses that, hey, you think the Clinton death count at 200 and something's big? You think we won't add your names to that list? That's why I think Epstein was probably actually killed. But then, of course, there's the official story that he committed suicide. That's why we need the video. But it gets worse. You know how easy it is to deep fake anything you want, especially with CCTV cameras? So the truth is, What we really can take away from this is that there's no confidence in the system. There's no confidence in the establishment. And they've been caught lying so many times in so many ways and faking and staging things that it's reasonable for people to think he's in the witness protection program. It's reasonable to think he committed suicide. It's reasonable to think that they killed him and said it was a suicide. It's reasonable to not believe a damn word we're told. But what do we know? Trump has said he wanted Epstein investigated years ago. First time was 4 years ago. He's been saying it all over the news. He's been helping open all of this up, and he's been helping have massive transparency. But every time the media talks about it, they say Donald Trump's friend, Jeffrey Epstein, who is just a fellow billionaire, they were at parties together off and on publicly for a few years. Not on the aircraft 20-plus times with Bill Clinton, with children's names blacked out only as initials. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. So again, this isn't about protecting Donald Trump. It's not about anything that's political. It's about children, ladies and gentlemen. And the sick, evil media is sitting there making it all about politicians and people that had almost no connection to Epstein, but not making it about Bill and Hillary Clinton, Israeli prime ministers, and all these other people that were on board that aircraft at that pedophile island and at other overseas facilities. Again, I cannot stress enough the two central hubs to this. A, this guy was running a massive international blackmail sex operation with of-age and underage individuals, and this could bring down the entire deep state. That's why it's so important. But the second point is, no one is buying the official story. And so it shows really a coming of age with the American people and others that they're not so naive. And that all of these shadowy forces can engage in all the censorship they want and try forever to suppress the truth, but it's all going to come out. Just like the Bible says, no matter how deep you hide something in the sea, it's going to get thrown up on the shore, and what you are working hardest to cover up will end up coming out at high noon. And that's what's happening right now. So more than ever, no. We've got these guys on the run. We've got them on their heels. They're going to pull a lot of crap. They're going to stage a lot of events. They've got Hollywood cranked up on high, pushing race war and division between the sexes and demoralization. The Chi-Coms are funding the whole thing. They've bought up 90% of the major agencies. But the people see through all of this. And we're in the process of retaking our country and actually governing ourselves again and getting out of this world government project. Now, again, I'm not here taking credit. It's just on the record that we were the first and the strongest exposing this international child kidnapping blackmail ring. And that's why we've been demonized. That's why they tried to silence us. But they failed. But just yesterday at my hotel, I had a group of five leftists, looked like a bunch of young lawyers, come over in front of my 11-year-old daughter and say, we hope you kill yourself. We hope you die. And I said, look at how evil you are. You serve Hillary. You serve the deep state. All this stuff that's going on, you are aiding and abetting it. And they basically crapped their pants. And then I said, get behind me, Satan. And they scurried off like rats. I was right about the pedophile rings. Dead on to risk my life to do it. But that isn't what matters. If you don't speak out and take action, ladies and gentlemen, you're aiding and abetting these people. On the airplane out here to San Diego, flying out yesterday morning, we just learned this was happening. Shot a video out there. Uploaded to our own system. And guess what happened? People on the plane heard us talking, and they said, a bunch of Democrats, they said, that's good. That's good that Hillary killed Epstein. I was saying, I bet, you know, Hillary's behind it. That shows you how she's a tough leader. That's why we needed her in the White House. And I heard a bunch of other Democrats go, yeah, good, they killed him. They have converted their general voters to basically Satanists. It's unbelievable. They will hope I die in front of my children. They will cheer, oh, Hillary killed Epstein, because they think they're in on some big, powerful thing. Yeah, you are. You're in the Satan system. You're damn right you're dialed into something evil and dark and old. So I'm not serving your God left, and all your intimidation and all your threats only make me work harder. Do you understand that? And our listeners and viewers, they understand what's happening. It doesn't matter how much you censor us, they're going to share this video and these links, because we've built our own system to cut through your propaganda and to cut through your electronic Berlin Wall. There's going to be a lot more coming out and a lot more big revelations. So get ready. Thank you all for watching. Now please share this video. watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex today as he takes some much-deserved vacation time with his family. You just saw a special report shot by Alex. The man works even while on vacation. He is truly an info warrior. He is the general leading the proverbial army here. And what he's talking about is absolutely massive because Epstein is shaking the globe right now. His death that is so suspicious, his apparent suicide, where they take him off suicide watch, the clothes, the CCTV, the video is apparently not working, the guards were reportedly told not to go check his cell every couple hours. It all makes absolutely no sense. We also know that Epstein said just before he was committed suicide that people were trying to kill him. And now we have the left saying that if you're talking about Epstein, if you're talking about his victims and the fact that it will be now harder for them to receive any form of justice, then, well, you hate children. You don't want gun control. And if you don't want gun control, then you hate children. That's what they're saying about President Trump. You saw earlier this hour Dan Crenshaw leading the globalist march for gun control. It is absolutely a uniparty at this point. Both left and right globalists from either wing of the uniparty are uniting for background checks and red flag laws. In fact, even Senator Ted Cruz, 5 months ago and recently again, tweeted his endorsement of red flag laws. He completely caved on it. This is an article at bigleaguepolitics.com. Senator Ted Cruz appears to have given up defending the rights of gun owners, and Texas Republicans' representatives are staying quiet in the face of creeping gun control. It makes you wonder, who are the good guys who are left? Because we know that President Trump has dozens, if not hundreds, of bad actors whispering in his ear. Again, I do not blame President Trump, but I urge him, please, Mr. President, do not take away the Second Amendment, because that's what this represents. We have a very knowledgeable guest on the line. His name is Noel Fritch. He is an America First political consultant. He is responsible for getting constitutional carry passed in several states and gun reciprocity laws passed in several states. Noel, are you on the line?
Hey, Tom. I'm here, right here.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for coming on. So we've been talking. We showed Dan Crenshaw saying that the American people are stupid and they just don't understand what he means by red flag laws. We've talked a little bit about Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham. If you could just give us a brief outline of this backstab of the Republican Party and what's happening right now.
Sure, Tom. So it's been going on for a little while. Obviously, Parkland escalated this gun fight for their fight for gun control. So the globalists have been pushing for this. Rubio introduced some legislation back in early 2018, very soon after Parkland. He did it again this year, early 2019. And so Rubio, Little Timmy Scott, and Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, I'm calling them the Foam Party Caucus. Those guys are joining up to lead the charge on behalf of the Republicans and a very quiet NRA, which actually did push for red flag laws in Florida last year, quietly with the Speaker of the House, Mr. Corcoran, down there. They want to add more states to this red flag bandwagon being pushed by the globalists. It's very, very, very bad news. These things are very, very dangerous. 17 states, like I mentioned, have these. Only one of those states has a red flag law that even mentions mental instability or mental health. So this isn't even about that. This is about control. That's what it's about. End of story.
There was a man in one of these states who lost his life. The police came to his door at 5 in the morning. They told him, look, we have an order here that says we can take your guns. The person looks at the order. He says, this doesn't make sense to me. This is not due process. You're taking my gun away from me. You're taking my arms. It turns out it was a distant family member who reported him as a threat. There was a fight that ensued between him and police. He was shot dead. Noel, do you think this is something we're going to see ramp up if these red flag laws become more commonplace?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And our good little buddy down there, John McCain 2.0 in Texas, Dan Crenshaw, much heralded by Fox News, is leading the charge, like you mentioned, for more gun control, talking about limited standing and, oh, we're not going to let anything bad happen here. Well, Dan, a guy's already dead. There's definitely more out there. I'm getting many, many stories out of Florida about gentlemen losing, almost exclusively gentlemen losing their gun rights, and then they have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to get their gun rights back just to, you know, have their constitutional right. And that's just the beginning of this. Long term, you're going to have a scenario where these often little trained police officers are being sent to the doors of veterans to take their guns. Well, just like you mentioned, there are going to be gunfights. And if I'm a cop right now, I probably don't want to take those orders. So there's a lot of unintended consequences that could come out from this. Police forces are going to just descend into the realm of the lowest common denominator. We're going to have those 90 IQ rent-a-cop stormtroopers who will follow the orders of, you know, whichever mayor happens to be leading up Houston or Detroit or Philadelphia or what have you.
Now, when we come back, I want to discuss how to push back against this. Because right now what they're saying is that if you are anti-red flag law, if you're even talking about Jeffrey Epstein, for instance, they're saying that you are pro-gun, that you want children to die. Of course, red flag laws exist in the state of Connecticut. I believe it was the first state to actually pass these laws. It did absolutely nothing to stop the horrific, atrocious event that happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School that left children dead because the person got the guns illegally. He wasn't even allowed to have guns. So these laws have limited utility at best. But no, real quick, you have a big background in Second Amendment gun rights. Tell us a little bit about what you've accomplished in your career.
Yes, well, the way to do that, I've helped pass constitutional carry a number of places along with a great team of guys, operatives at the National Association for Gun Rights, some pals over at the Gun Owners of America. Those are the true Second Amendment groups that you guys need to be aware of, not the NRA. The NRA has been fighting us every step of the way as we've tried to pass those good gun laws. There's also the American Firearms Coalition. Those guys are good guys. The Door Brothers. So those are the groups you guys need to be joining. And then applying confrontational pressure to the Foam Party caucus, like I mentioned, little Timmy Scott and Lindsey Graham over there in South Carolina, joined up with the Foam Party caucus, Marco Rubio, Foam Party Marco. And so we've got to stop those guys. But there's a lot of other states, too, where we have issues. Maine, Alaska, believe it or not. These are states that, you know, you can't imagine they would have had senators that would, you know, vote to give away their gun rights. And this is going to hurt veterans. Folks need to know that. So the message that we need to be taking to these senators in these states like Missouri, there's a long list of these, Tennessee, Lamar Alexander, Pennsylvania, Toomey is back at it again after mentioning Toomey back in 2013. Kansas, Senator Terry Moran, very bad guy talking about gun laws. North Carolina, Tom Tillis. I think Rob Portman in Ohio is talking about it. We need to reignite that fire that we had in 2013 with the gun rights, the gun battle that we had with Toomey Manchin. We need every patriot calling up these folks and giving them very explicit, specific directions that they need to reverse course. They need to publicly announce that they are opposed to any sort of red flag legislation. There's already 17 states that have these. There's already laws on the books where we can get this stuff done. We don't need this Obamacare version of a gun control law where the FedGov, you know, dangles some cheese in front of some states and bribes them to go do something. When Dan Crenshaw says he knows what's going to happen with this bill, do you trust Dan Crenshaw? Dan Crenshaw doesn't trust you. Dan Crenshaw doesn't trust us. He doesn't trust the American people.
You're absolutely right.
This guy, when he ran for Congress, was he running and auditioning for like a job as, you know, on the Wendy Williams show or Dr. Phil? He wants to start a dialogue. The guy wants to start a dialogue. Dan, you ran for Congress to vote to protect our rights. Do it.
You're absolutely right, Nolan. We've seen from that video we played earlier here on the broadcast, I think he is feeling the pressure. We need more pressure. He says this is going to be the last thing he says about it. No, it's not. The American people need to continue pushing. And remember, the Democrats are now saying if you talk about Jeffrey Epstein, it's because you want children to die. That's how insane this is all getting. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We're going to have a little bit more with Noel here. I want folks to understand the dire situation we're at with our Second Amendment. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you want to bet on your future, if you want to bet on Americana, if you want to bet on not being run by the Chi-Coms, with Senate and House hearings now on how they literally fund the Democrats and MSM and CNN, the Chinese government does. It's all coming out. Democrats aren't going to stop. They're trying to cause a civil war right now. Like, we're starting to get some purchase. Trying to start a fire, they got some fire going. All the physical attacks, shootings, bombings, ICE facilities getting attacked, dead people everywhere, it's on, folks. And if you think it's bad now, if they really get traction, it's going to go insane. So now more than you've ever done, for yourself, for me, for everybody, to spread the word about this broadcast on your local station, radio, TV. Tell folks about InfoWars.com/show. With that said, I want to fight hard, and I need you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge sale, the one-year anniversary, banning sale, the banniversary sale, 50-60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Get all the great products you need, and know you are funding not just the second American Revolution, but a pro-human future against the devil-worshipping Satanists and their off-world controllers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to this historic Sunday broadcast. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Tom Pappert and his guests are coming up right after this break. But today is the last day of the Banniversary sale, the biggest sale we've done since Christmas, 1 year since we got deplatformed by big tech for sticking up for America, and specifically exposing the Clintons' sex blackmail network. So if you want to get great products and support the First Amendment and really stick your thumb in the eye of Soros and Hillary and all these other scumbags, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50-60% off on all the supplements, 50% off storable food, a bunch of other items, water filters, air filtration, and double Patriot points and free shipping. This is as good a sale as we can ever do. We have to sell a lot of product to be able to fund ourselves, but that's okay because you buy a lot more of it when we sell it at these prices. So whatever your favorite products are, whether it's Wake Up America coffee or whether it's the toothpaste, all of it is excellent, and it funds the Second American Revolution. Now back to the live show, InfoWars.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. That was a great plug by Alex. I do want to just add a little bit more. DNA Force is possibly one of the most life-changing things I've ever done. I had terrible nerve damage in this hand. I still have a horrible scar from a broken wrist when I was just 11 years old. Over 10 years, this thing has been haunting me. With DNA Force, I swear, it's been a overnight change, and I can't thank InfoWars and Alex Jones enough for that product alone. Ultra 12, I cannot say enough nice things about. That's 50% off. Brain Force Plus. I would not have made it through the globalist indoctrination that is the modern American university without BrainForce Plus. 50% off. Supermale Vitality, lost 80 pounds in a year. I credit it largely. And that is also 50% off. This is the Banniversary sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to check it out. And as Alex was saying, we're in the middle of the biggest awakening I think any of us have ever seen or may ever see. You look at Twitter right now, and for the second day, people are still saying, this is insane, we're not going to buy your globalist narrative about Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender who committed suicide just after he was taken off of suicide watch. It's amazing how that happens, is it not? We're not going to buy the story that if you don't pass red flag laws, then you want dead people. It's total and complete insanity. So my guest is still Noel Fritch. He is an America First political consultant. He is responsible, along with others, for getting constitutional carry and other pro-Second Amendment legislation passed in a litany of states at this point. And Noel, you were honing in on something at the tail end of the last segment about red flag laws, and especially what was put forward by Little Marco. And a member of the Foam Boy Caucus, I think you were saying. Little Marco is putting forward some legislation, and he put it forward after Parkland last year, and now it's back in discussion. He's urging them to vote on it, to pass this legislation. But it's not some kind of all 50 states will just have uniform red flag laws. What it is, from my understanding, is the federal government will dangle some money before each and every state and say, if you want this money, pass something called a red flag. We don't care what's in there. Just pass something called red flag. Am I right about that?
That's basically how it's going to go. And these guys on the Hill are going to say, well, we don't know exactly what's in the bill yet, so we can't say exactly. We can't make comment or pass judgment on any red flag legislation because we just haven't seen it yet. That's super disingenuous. These guys know that these red flag laws, you know, are bad. They know they're bad news. And it begs the question, I mean, just at the core, do they trust you? They want to talk, you know, Dan Crenshaw wants to talk about, you know, crazy people, just like, you know, those hosts on MSNBC or CNN. Well, why do we have a guy who ran as a conservative Republican, you know, starting a dialogue about why crazy people doing crazy things should be used to control the lives and injure the lives, of American war veterans who are that set which is most likely to be negatively impacted by these red flag laws. They just don't trust us, folks. The elites don't trust us. And that's why they hate this issue more than any other, because it is a litmus test. They want to do away with this issue. They just want to put it to bed so they don't ever have to talk about it again, because it's one of those issues where if you hold this issue up against a guy like, you know, Dan Crenshaw, who I guess has taken a couple of oaths and swore a few oaths, they admit to you readily that basically they're ready to sell your rights down the river because CNN or MSNBC told them to, and, you know, they don't want to be made to feel uncomfortable at the parties in D.C. that they now attend.
Right, and they've seen the ivory towers, and now they don't want to leave. So one thing that is underreported, I think, is this in all likelihood. In fact, it's already gotten one man killed. I'm not sure if he was a veteran, but this is going to hurt veterans more than any other demographic. Can you explain why that is for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So the excuses that are going to be given are going to be, this guy that has guns, you know, and also potentially has, you know, PTSD or some sort of mental trouble or whatever the case may be, you know, at a higher incidence, you know, rate than the average population, well, that's veterans. Those two categories are veterans, you know, far and away. This is, we know, going to affect veterans pejoratively in a much higher rate than any other segment of the population, and LEOs. LEOs as well. These guys have stressful jobs. Now we're going to have a scenario where we're going to discourage veterans and law enforcement officers from talking with anyone about maybe some stress at the job that they might have. But they claim that this is about mental health. Well, it's clearly not, because they want to shove all these guys in a closet and steal their guns and prevent them from being able to take care of themselves.
And you honed in on something else that's very important there. What they're going to do is make de-incentivize people from talking about their lives, from going to therapy, from actually seeking help. And meanwhile, the people who actually go on this mass shootings, the overwhelming majority of them, well, first of all, they're from fatherless homes. A lot of them are on SSRIs or some type of gray matter shrinking drugs. But second of all, a lot of them get the guns illegally in the first place. We talked briefly about Sandy Hook, that awful massacre that still haunts us to this day. They use it for cheap political points now. But that awful massacre, there are red flag laws in that state, and the shooter bypassed them by getting his guns illegally. So tell us a little bit, if you can, about, again, the real motivation behind this is to take guns away from the American people. You're going to have your crazy second cousin. You're going to have the person on Facebook who reports you to the reptilian overlord, Mark Zuckerberg. These are the people who are going to take your guns away from you. Explain how this is going to escalate towards a total gun confiscation.
Well, right. So, at the end of it, well, Bloomberg, so going back to the one shooting that happened in South Carolina, this isn't the only gun law that Bloomberg and his ilk are pushing and spending, you know, millions and millions of dollars to pass. There is a very Byzantine web of legislation and proposed laws that these folks want to implement. And when you put them all together, you know, you can't go anywhere. You can't hand guns down to family as an heirloom or, you know, in a will. You can't move. You can't drive. You can't store ammo in a certain place. And if you do any of those things, you're instantly a felon. That's where we're headed with this. If you guys think that, like, we're Dan Crenshaw thinks that we're done having this dialogue, you know, after they go ahead and pass a bunch of red flag laws, well, he's sorely mistaken. At the end of the day, this guy is an elitist, just like all of the rest of those, nannies in D.C. And he closes his video with this disingenuous, let's be better appeal. So we're not good enough. Dan Crenshaw admits that we are not good enough. He is right. Higher. He is better than we are. And therefore,
right. He is the elite. He is the elite. Nolan, 60 seconds or less, explain what we need to do, the phrasing we need to use to push back against this legislation.
Yeah, very important to use the exact specific language. So, look, there are a bunch of U.S. House reps in these states where these senators who are likely to go along with the Mitt Romney caucus and then the Foam Party Marco caucus. The Foam Party caucus. So if you're in Tennessee, Missouri, Maine, Utah, I'm even worried about Mike Lee, unbelievably. Kansas with Moran, Alaska, Ohio, obviously Florida, Rubio, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi with Roger Wicker. This is a guy who cannot be trusted, and Cindy Hyde Smith as well. These are Republicans who are very likely, they voted against the president's national emergency declaration in March. I think is when it was, and they're very likely to go along with this red flag legislation as well against, the rights of all of us Americans. So you've got to get with anybody who has a voice in your state, and you got to ask them, hey, Cindy, Roger, Terry Moran, whoever you are, Ms. Collins, Ms. Murkowski, Mr. Alexander, you need to oppose this right now, not just vote against it and quietly in a room somewhere. You need to come out and vocally oppose any red flag legislation, and you need to do it now, and you need to do it publicly. Anything short, we will assume you support red flag legislation.
I agree with you completely. No. I agree with you completely. So you are at Noel Fritch on Twitter. I want to make sure to get that out. This guy is completely America first. He understands this issue better than anybody I've met. You've been watching the Alex Jones Show, and we are short out of time. It's amazing how fast it flies by. Remember, it's the Banniversary Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Tom Papert, God Emperor Trump, Facebook and Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us. Alex will be back next week.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.